It's Thursday. Yes, it is. Enjoy it. One more day.
You got one more day. Friday's tomorrow. Hi, everybody. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. This is the bonus hour. It's the stream of consciousness. We're thrilled that you're listening. It should be a good one. Eric Rung has stopped by. I've asked Eric to come by to answer
a
question.
In a very mysterious way, by the way.
I know it seems mysterious.
What did he say to you?
He said, very serious face, do you have a second to come in, talk to us? And I said, well, when? He said, after this newscast.
Yes.
So here I am.
Yeah.
What are you
up to? That was it. I used my,
Wendy, you've seen it before. I have a mysterious face.
He had everybody else in the news. Of course, you're talking about a bunch of journalists, so yes. We all asked why.
Yes. And when and how.
Well, sure.
The triangle
all
of
and where
questions.
Why.
Right. All right, here's the question I have.
Okay.
And you may not know the answer.
Your voice even went serious.
It's my mysterious voice.
It's your Charlie Wojciechowski voice. Is there a golf outing?
Yes.
I love Charlie.
He's great.
It's in the vein of news, actually.
Okay.
Yesterday, I was someplace. I was getting my hair cut, and CLTV was on at the barbershop.
Okay.
And one of your reports was on, actually.
Yes.
Very, very good report.
Right.
Very serious report about a murder. Awful, awful story. All right. Also on that cast on CLTV was a weather guy who I had never seen before. I don't get to see that much CLTV because at home, I don't know what number our CLTV is.
I don't get it at home.
You don't get it at all. Right, I know we get it. I just can't find
it.
I know it's there.
Sure.
So the barbershop had CLTV on. You came on. I said, I know him. Sometimes I ask him mysterious questions, and everybody, they applauded and stuff. All right. So there was a weather guy on CLTV who I was told by one of the barbers is always on, but I didn't know that. And his voice was very interesting.
Oh, Mike Jansen, yeah.
It's Mike Jansen.
He's on at night. He's on the weekends.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's got the lowest voice.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I do a pretty good one. I do.
His voice is even deeper than that.
Yeah,
and my question is, because my guess is you've probably met Mike Jansen at some point.
I know your question.
He can't really talk like that.
He actually talks that way.
He
does. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. And you hear him down the hallway from, you know, you could be in the newsroom and the hallway is a good 50 feet away.
It's a booming voice.
He projects.
Oh, yeah. He really does. He really does.
I can't believe how low he goes. I mean, I can't even do it.
The barber at some point, Wendy, turned the TV off and we still heard with a cold front moving in from the south. And we're like, wow, his voice is so, and it does not match his look. Like if I heard his voice and somebody said, what does this guy look like just based on his voice?
Right.
It would have been completely the opposite of what he actually looks like. Don Kleppen is like that too.
Yes, he doesn't. He has a very deep voice.
He does not,
as well.
But he doesn't look at all like his voice.
No.
How's his podcast going, Don Kleppen?
Don Kleppen's podcast is actually doing very well now. Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, come on. Don Kleppen's Cajun
Corner? Don Kleppen's Cajun Corner? Is that what it was?
Because he just started a new one, Steppin' with Kleppen.
Steppin' with Kleppen.
Ooh, that's a good title.
It's dancing and stuff from the world of dance.
Sure. And what was Eric Rung's called?
Single Married Divorced.
No, but he Bill makes up his own.
Okay.
Eric Rung.
I don't remember. Polka Party?
Yes.
Eric Rung's Polka Party.
Okay. You can look into that.
And Dave Schwann. Will you write these down?
You're the one
who says every time we're on the stream. Coming up next, Eric Rung's Polka Party or Polka Hour. I can't remember.
People want to know if they can binge listen to that.
Absolutely. We're going to get it up. We're still working on getting the last couple of episodes done, but then we want to put it all out at once.
Oh, that's
we don't
want to
do just one episode at a time. We have a couple teasers out there. So.
And what's your For Real podcast?
The Single Married Divorced.
What a brilliant, I don't know whose idea it was, but what a brilliant concept, because those three individuals, and you're a third of that, would look at almost any situation differently based on that designation.
Exactly.
It's perfect.
And thank you very much. It was my idea.
Was it your idea?
It was my idea.
It's a great idea.
Who's that weather guy's name again?
Mike Jansen.
Oh, that's right.
He's a heck of a nice guy.
He seems like he would be happy
to talk to you guys in that booming voice.
I would be so intimidated to talk to that voice.
Wendy could talk back to him in her deep voice.
I can't go that low, but
it's
pretty close.
Really low.
That's pretty good.
Right down in there.
Low. We got a cold front.
Yes, it's that.
I can't stop listening to him, though.
Wow, it's hypnotic.
It sucks you in.
He grew up in Kankakee County.
That explains it.
His dad was a farmer.
Yep.
Who was interested in weather, because what farmer wouldn't be?
They depend
on that.
Yep.
Went to Southern Illinois.
He covered Katrina. He was down in New Orleans when that happened.
Well, he's really good. I watch him.
He's good.
He was just there days before Hurricane Katrina made landfall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, And it's his real voice. Just to
that's his real voice. That's that was the question. Yes.
All right.
That's the answer to your question. Your mysterious question. Who is behind the mysterious voice?
That's him.
If it's real, yes.
And his name one more time is
Mike Jansen.
Please tell Mike that he certainly has fans in us.
Absolutely.
And if he ever wants to discuss weather in a very deep and
I'm sure he would love
voice,
that.
We would love that.
He
too.
Would love that.
All right. Excellent.
We can talk to him.
All right. You guys can give him a call.
I am lame. I don't really go out that much on weekends, and I find myself watching Jackie Bang and
come on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They do a nice job too.
They do, and he does the weather.
Yeah. Oh,
so
does?
I see him almost every weekend.
Oh.
And the
it have to throw you.
I looked and I was like, that's who the voice is coming out
it's
of?
It's the voice of a much older, grizzled person.
Yes, definitely older.
Well, he took over Jim Ramsey, there you go.
You have to have
that voice to be the weekend meteorologist at WGN.
I guess you do. Yeah, you do.
That's a prereq.
That is.
Even David Jennings said to me, how could his voice be that deep?
And I said, David, I don't believe that for a second.
Voice, you never know. Well, thank you for coming by.
Absolutely, anytime.
I hope I didn't scare you. I hope I didn't write that.
Don't you hate that, though, when somebody goes, can I talk to you? Like, even like
his partner
or girlfriend, it's like, can I talk to you?
Oh, that usually
you're
is bad.
Like, but about it's a, what? Yeah. I'll tell you later. I don't like that. Just get it out.
Well, his face was very serious. Maybe I had upset him.
I did
something I said in the news.
How could you upset him?
I don't know.
It's impossible. It's impossible. But I didn't want you to do any prep work.
Sure.
I didn't want you to have to Google who all the weather people are at CLTV and their background. I wanted it to be easier.
You want it natural.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I understand.
Well, watch him on the weekends too, WGN TV.
I'm going to watch him.
I don't get CLTV and I'm outraged.
Why don't you
call your cable provider?
You would think every
cable
provider.
What does that do? Everybody says that. Call them. They'll go, okay.
Tell them you'll drop
No, they'll put you on hold first, and then they'll come back about 45 minutes later and say, okay, thanks.
That's how they work. All right. Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
All right. Have fun, guys.
Very nice of you.
Thanks.
We have a couple of things we need to discuss. One of them is...
Yes, what would you like to discuss?
Now you're trying to scare me.
Wendy Jansen.
That won't work. All right, so all this week, part of the news has been various people who have said or done something.
How about it?
Which could be perceived as potentially racist, right? We've had at least three incidents or four incidents, two in Virginia, one in Hollywood, and one here at home.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
With Joe Ricketts.
Yeah.
Joe Ricketts is the local, Liam Neeson is the Hollywood. The two politicians in Virginia are obviously the ones in Virginia. All right, so now
you are great.
Thank you.
When's Bill Left's investigative reports coming on?
We're working on that right now. Carol Marine is dotting some I's and crossing some T's.
And getting the hell out of town if she has to work with you.
Yes. She's talking to her agent right now. All right. So now we have businesses that are also starting to get involved in this in some way, shape, or form.
What?
For instance, Gucci, or do you say Gucky? What is the correct pronunciation? Go in there and say.
Can I tell you right now, from now on, I'm going to say Gucky.
I would love for you to go in there and say, I would like to apply for a Gucky card. Is there an office here that I could just quickly apply for a Gucky card and see how they react to that?
Oh, my God. That would be the funniest thing ever.
Because they're so cool in there, they wouldn't want to hurt your feelings. But by the same token, they wouldn't want you shopping there either if you didn't know how to pronounce
the name. They would give you a really bad look.
Yes, yes.
Excuse me, what did you just... Did you just say Gucky?
Gucky, yeah. Gucci? Am I saying that right? How do you pronounce it? The Italian luxury brand has removed an $890 top from its website from stores after people compared it.
And didn't buy it because it's $890.
Well, it's expensive, but also, I mean, prior to this wave of racist stories, I don't know how anyone could have seen this top as anything but racist. It is very, very racist. People saw it and they compared it with racist caricatures. Italian luxury brand Gucci, am I saying that right? Lit up social media after the images of a balaclava knit top. Am I saying that right? Or is it baklava?
I read it as baklava, but it isn't.
Balaclava.
Yes.
I think. Who is a tennis pro. That looked like blackface caricatures that have surfaced, leading the brand to apologize. Gucci. I shouldn't have kidded about it because then my tongue refused to say it properly.
I love it.
Crazy tongue.
Gucci.
Gucci deeply apologizes for the offense caused by the wool balaclava jumper. The company wrote
it's
in a statement.
It's terrible.
We can confirm that the item has been immediately removed from our online store.
Because it's ugly.
And all physical stores. Gucci said that it considers diversity to be a fundamental value, although I don't think they did when they put the top out, I don't think, and is committed to turning this incident into a powerful learning moment. Like, maybe show it to somebody before you put it in the on the website, maybe.
Listen to me. I refuse to accept that. A learning moment. That's not something you need to learn. Look at this stupid sweater. If you haven't seen it, Google it. It's like, you know, part ski mask, part sweater.
It's a
very 100% offensive.
All right, so the sweater part of it is your typical black sweater. There's nothing unusual, turtleneck sweater. It's the kind, remember on the German show Sprockets?
Yes.
Remember the kind that Mike Myers wore on Sprockets?
And now we dance.
Now's the time on Sprockets when we dance. So the sweater part of it is fine. But then you can pull up the collar and put it over the bottom half of your face, going from your cheeks up to your nose. There's a circle cut out for the mouth, but it looks very much like one that L. Jolson would have proudly worn 1,000 years ago.
Because it's not just all black.
Right. Right.
There are lips that are on there.
Right.
And it's just, I mean, we're going to use this as a learning experience. That's something you have already learned. Come on, Bill.
It should have been. And I'm sure, to their credit, I'm sure they're learning now. It's a little late. It's just a couple of minutes late. But I'm sure this has been a learning experience to them. And the learning moment is, well, you can't put out something that blatantly racist without somebody realizing that it's racist. How long has it been on their website or in their stores without anybody complaining?
And please, who bought that?
I don't know. Wouldn't you feel, if somebody gave that to you, even though it's $890, you would go, I can't, like, where could I wear this? I can't wear this. Somebody would be offended in a minute. It would take a minute for somebody to not see it and go, what are you wearing? What are you doing?
Aside from the fact that it's insensitive, it's
right.
Hideous.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, who would wear that?
Right, right.
And the model they have with the glasses is crazy, too. It's like old...
She's wearing glasses in one picture, but then she's taking them off in the other.
But why? I mean, I just think that's weird that you'd have glasses. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just looks very bizarre.
The black top, the black sweater top, which retails for $890, a bargain. At $890.
That's cheap for a gookie.
Features.
Seriously,
it is, right?
Yeah, that's on the lower end of the spectrum.
Their stuff is even more expensive than that normally.
Typically.
Features a funnel neck that covers the nose and the mouth of the wearer with a red mouth outline. I got to see that part because I don't remember the outline being red.
Really?
Yeah. All right, so... Online, you're showing me a color picture where you definitely notice it. My copy of it's in black and white, and it just blends in.
The lips are bright red, like the Rolling Stones lips.
That makes it even worse. That makes it way even worse.
I know.
It has been removed from Gucci's website, as we said, but it's still available on sites like shopspring.com.
For a reduced rate, there's a bigger picture of it.
Oh, yeah, that's horrible.
I know.
That's just horrible. Oh, my God. Nobody complained until now?
That's what I'm telling you.
How is that possible?
Because nobody bought it.
But even if you didn't buy it, if you were just perusing a catalog or their website and you saw it, wouldn't you go, what are they doing? They can't sell this. That can't even be in their catalog. Even if you had 0.00% chance of buying it, you would still see it and go, oh, that's not good. They've got to get rid of that soon. Well, now they have. The design evokes images like those that have embroiled Virginia politics, with the governor and the attorney general enmeshed in possibly career-ending scandals over racist photos. I wonder how many of them, if those two guys saw this and went, yeah, even by our own standards, that's too far. Many people on social media expressed shock at the Gucci garment. Some have shared images comparing the balaclava with blackface caricatures. That's very much, did you ever see cartoons in the 1930s
yes.
and 40s that are so
yes.
unbelievably stereotypical that you go, this was a thing not that long ago? This was released in theaters? You could go to a theater and watch a cartoon with that going on?
I know, I'm shocked.
It's amazing. So, it's still available if you want to see pictures of it, but I guess ShopSpring is the only place you can still buy it. But my prediction is even ShopSpring at this point is reconsidering that, right? By this time tomorrow, I can't imagine this still be a purchasable item, I wouldn't think. All right, let's do this. We'll take a break. Kim Gordon will be by. She'll give you some news, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on the Bonus Hour on WGN.
I have a problem with something going on. Are you okay, Bill? You just hit yourself with your headphones.
I did that on purpose.
I woke up late. I did not wash my hair. My makeup is not in prime form today. And our big ass faces.
But you don't look like James Spader.
But people downstairs thought it was The Blacklist. I was in the lobby earlier, and people were like, here's an episode of The Blacklist I've never seen.
I walked down to get my drink at Dunkin' Donuts, and there you guys were on the big video board.
I'm going to put something over the camera. I signed up 32 years ago for radio, not TV. There's a reason for it.
It's all the rage. TV's going to be big, Wendy.
I am going to stay turned backwards all day.
No, come on.
Come on. Our big face. HDTV is the worst thing to happen to women.
You look really good. The problem is for us is that, you know, now that we're on all the time, we need TV-ready makeup.
Yeah.
Well, we don't do TV-ready makeup. Right. This is just like out-and-about makeup.
Yeah. And I need to get my face waxed. Come on.
It's
this
not
is
that
HD.
Close.
All right, good. God, you know, don't look at me like that. I'm not using my Harry's razor for my face. That I wax or thread.
On the ground level of this building, there's a TV. Now, I can't even guess how large of a television it is, but it's stadium-sized. It's a gigantic TV.
Oh,
and starting this week, they've done a thing where the cameras in here that they use on CLTV, they now show downstairs when you walk in and you see this giant TV.
Is that permanent? Because Steve thought it may be because of their weather, you couldn't see the outdoor shot.
I don't know if it's permanent or just
No, they usually have WGN TV on.
Yeah.
Somebody should have said something.
Once they see how we all look, they're going to
change their mind. Put Maury back on, they'll say.
How does that happen? I mean, you know, Maury we Povich? Leave WGN TV on. The dog wakes up with Robin and Larry, and Kona loves Dean. It's always on.
Kona is
our dog.
Is that your dog that died? No.
No, Kona's Tiki.
New dog.
Died.
Oh, Tiki. Okay.
The Hawaiian thing.
They got rid of the one that died.
Tiki's probably watching from above, too, because he watched WGN News. So Jim watches that in the morning and keeps... Channel 9 is just always on. Yes, sometimes when the dog is in his crate, we leave the TV on. And when I get home and I'm looking and Maury's on, I just don't understand how that show can still be on.
Did you see the one where there was this woman and she wasn't sure? There were two guys that she had been with, quote unquote, and she didn't know which one was the father of her baby. Did you see that one?
Which time?
Right. And
it's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Now, I could be imagining it, but, you know, it sucks me in sometimes. That's how Rachel Ray kind of won me over, because it was on our TV. And
so by default, you
I'm kind of starting to like her now.
Is that what happened to you with The View?
No.
No, he always liked it. You always loved The View. I've never seen an episode in its entirety ever.
Cheating yourself.
But Maury's thing now is it's like... Oh, you cheated on me with your coworker, and they take a lie detector test now to say
almost every episode.
Yes, it's not the who's your baby daddy anymore. That got old.
Well, they take paternity tests, so they show the results of the paternity test.
Yes, but now it's like I never saw that part of it where, you know, the woman says he's accusing me of being with my coworker, and then they pretend fight. It just makes me nervous. It's not fun. It's not fun. How does Connie Chung sleep with him?
They don't fight as much like Jerry Springer.
Right.
No.
Right.
It's a little more subdued. But then they take a lie detector test, and then Maury comes back, and it's like, are you sleeping with your coworker? And the husband's like, well, yeah, of course she is, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, she is not lying.
Yeah.
And then they embrace,
and
they...
The crowd goes nuts. No matter what happens, the crowd goes nuts.
And then they all go home and go out to lunch, right?
Yeah.
I know. I just don't...
Mm-hmm.
How is it still on? It's been on for 100 years.
People love it.
Who?
It does well.
Somebody obviously is watching it.
And I'll tell you who's watching it, because the commercials are all for lawyers. Every one of the commercials
is... Peter Francis Tracy's all the time.
Right. Have you been hit with a truck and now you have mesothelioma?
No, you don't get that from getting hit by a truck.
There's some lawyer that specializes in it.
Way to say it, though.
All right, it's news time.
I see Eddie and Jobo out a lot during
They're
that,
on a lot, too. Yeah,
for car insurance
and for lawyers.
Over the phone.
We can get into this after the news, but on The View, I think it was earlier this week. Did you see former Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. and his mom on The View?
No, I did not see that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I missed that. I don't see it every day. I try to.
Now the truth comes out.
I see it more days than not, but I didn't see that episode.
I think it was Tuesday they were on.
There was also an episode yesterday where Joy Behar, that she once at a Halloween party wore blackface, and they showed the picture, and everybody was kind of deciding whether or not that was okay or not. Because she said, I wasn't being disrespectful.
That's what it comes down to. We've talked about this off the air a lot. You know, you had a friend who dressed up as Fat Albert.
Yeah.
With brown makeup on his face.
Yeah.
My
friend Bob loved Fat Albert. Like, he could quote every line from every Fat Albert cartoon. That's the most popular one.
So he wasn't being disrespectful. He was paying homage to someone he loved.
But if you saw that picture out of context, if you saw Bob dressed up, Bob right now is a very successful attorney who somewhere in an office is going, please don't let anyone see that picture. Because if you saw it out of context, you go, well, that's just a white kid dressing up like a black guy. That's horrible. But then once you know he's paying homage to his favorite cartoon character, Fat Albert, you go,
there's no malice behind it.
Zero.
Okay, so I don't know. I just know.
It's tough.
We were talking about this off the air, too, with Kim. It's like, you know, we do teach our kids, be careful. Things you do are going to be on the internet. You make a mistake, you learn from it.
Right.
And hopefully people do learn from it, but I'm sure there's something when Facebook just started that I wrote that's stupid. I don't believe it's racist. I may have sworn. It's just something I might be embarrassed about, and you know, now I put it out there, everybody's going to be looking for
it.
At the beginning, people were so naive, too, that they didn't realize the repercussions.
And that it
and
would
now
stay out there.
Are
true.
Repercussions.
Yep, no doubt about that. Thanks, Kim.
Oh, this reminds me of a party in John Nijolik's basement.
What happened? Was it good or bad?
Oh, I think it was
Vicky Ventura. Were you spinning the bottle with Stairway to Heaven?
No. Dream On, Aerosmith. Oh, yeah. Actually, it was Vicky Ventura's basement with John Nijolik.
Oh. It's all going to be in the book.
It sounds like
it'll be a pop-up book, too.
We've been talking about this. I mean, everybody does. Certain songs take you totally back to certain times of your life.
You're in a basement.
I am. I also want to talk about Back in Time. Did you watch Little House on the Prairie on a fairly regular basis?
Yes.
I did not.
I watched it when my daughters were little, and they started watching it on a cable channel. I would watch it along with them, but
it was reruns.
Yeah, it was reruns.
Because
loved it.
You did?
Oh yes.
All right. What about the little prairie dresses that the
loved that?
They're back in style, Kim.
They are. I'm not sure if I'm going to be.
Bathsheba Hay is a high fashion designer, and she has put together the new. Lace-trimmed Peter Pan collars, ruffled pie crust collars, ruffles. They're prairie dresses.
Is she Orthodox by any chance?
I have no idea.
Because there's some carryover.
And that's a way many Orthodox women dress.
Bathsheba Hay is her name.
They have to keep covered.
Hay has described finding inspiration in both her mother's style in the 70s and the dress codes of religious fundamentalism, from Mennonites to the Amish to Hasidim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who's wearing these, and I don't know how much they are. But Little House on the Prairie, did you dress like that when you were little?
Well, you know, not Little House on the Prairie-ish, but you remember how, like, Diane Keaton dressed in...
In Annie Hall?
Annie Hall.
Oh, with
I
the
love
suits?
That look.
Yeah, I did.
Well, no, but the long skirts and the jackets and the.
Menswear kind of
thing.
Yeah, but
right.
They also kind of wore the peasant-y stuff. She also wore like the long skirts and.
Yeah. So you would dress that way?
I used to wear like long skirts and.
Boots. It's so funny how history repeats itself, because the bootcut jean is the most popular jean out there now, and that was. The precursor to the flare,
right?
You know,
right.
And
right,
flares
right.
are even back. You should get a pair.
Not any just regular goes. Flares, like super
giant.
Flares.
Super bells,
yeah.
Bell bottom,
gigantic
flares.
Ones.
Yeah, I can't wear those.
I've seen
keep
those
on
a
trucking,
times.
Baby.
Yes, good point. Good point. Yesterday we were talking about dreams and reoccurring dreams. You shared yours, Kim, about the family that lives in your basement
yes.
wants to kill you. So based on that, I found this story about the things that can happen to you while you're sleeping.
Okay.
I only knew some of these. Did you know that while sleeping, you can become paralyzed?
And it, your body does that intentionally, yes.
I mean, permanently or just temporarily?
No, it's dream paralyzation. So, like, if you act something out in your dream, you don't act it out. Like, if you are dreaming about jumping out a window or something, your body can't move, so you don't. It's there to protect yourself, correct?
I have many times had that feeling of falling off a cliff.
Yep.
You know, and you shake and jolt.
So that's your body telling your brain, or your brain telling your body, I guess, don't let this really happen. Shut it down. Turn off all the systems. Sleep paralysis is a feeling. I just got it now, Wendy.
No, you got radio paralysis.
I got radio paralysis. Sleep paralysis is a feeling of being conscious but unable to move. It occurs when a person passes between stages of wakefulness and sleep. During these transitions, you may be unable to move or speak for a few seconds or for a few moments. That's scary.
That's happened to me.
That's scary. So you've woke up and you've not been able to react at all?
Yes, because you're half dream just about awake, and I'm trying to escape from something, and I go to move, and my arms don't move, and then all of a sudden I wake up, and I'm like, oh wow, that was a dream, and I can move.
And your arms can't move at all?
No, then they can, but it's like,
are you dreaming of being an Irish dancer?
She's Michael Flatley.
Yes. Are you in Lord of the Dance?
I am Lass of the Dance.
I've had it before where, you know, the people have been in my basement and I've wanted to scream and I can't scream. And you go, but nothing comes out.
Yes.
How frustrating.
That's awesome.
Everyone's had that.
That's a recurring radio dream, too.
Why does most people
have
that?
You go to talk and nothing comes out.
Isn't that crazy that that's a common dream?
Well, I have actually, awakened Jim because I try to scream and it's muffled, but at some point it comes out, where I just go, and he's like, Wendy, you're dreaming. Yeah. And it's weird. Jim laughs in his sleep all the time.
Does he?
It's really funny. He'll roll over and I hear him giggling.
That's funny. Now, my husband sits up and sleeps in the middle of the night and I have to lay him back down.
Oh, my God.
That's scarier than
that
the people in your
really
basement.
That was really weird at first.
The first time it happened, how did you let him know? Were you embarrassed to tell him?
I just looked over and I just said, are you awake?
Doing?
What are you doing? And he didn't answer me and I just kind of... took my arm and just gently pushed him back down.
I picture him making
all the time.
You know that slide whistle noise that goes. I picture that when he goes up and down.
That's his back. But he'll, I don't know how long he's been there.
Oh no!
Because I'll wake up and roll over and see him sitting up.
That's
he's been
freaky.
Sitting up for hours. I have no idea.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
This is a sad one, and I know this is true because I know a couple of people who have this. You can stop breathing while you're sleeping. That's sleep apnea. Right. My dad has this thing.
Does he wear the
machine?
It's
an alarm.
Oh.
That if it goes on too long, the alarm goes off and it wakes him up.
He doesn't wear the CPAP?
The CPAP machine?
I don't... That's Kim's husband. I don't know if he wears a mask or not, but I know that some banks in the area have been robbed recently. So there could be something to that.
He shouldn't wear the gookie sweater.
Now, this is one we were just discussing. You can actually, while sleeping, act out your dreams and not even realize it.
I didn't know that. I thought that's what the sleep paralysis was, so you don't do that.
While some of us wish that our dreams would become a reality, we probably don't want to act out our dreams while we're sleeping, but that's exactly what happens in REM sleep behavior disorder. According to the Mayo Clinic Rapid Eye Movement, that's your REM, sleep behavior disorder is a sleep disorder in which you physically act out vivid, often unpleasant dreams with vocal sounds and sudden, often violent arm and leg movements. Is that what you were telling us about yesterday with the people in the basement where you wanted to fight them? Were you flailing while you were...
No, I wasn't flailing. I wanted to, scream, and I couldn't scream.
Oh. Mm. Now, I've had a couple incidents in the last couple months. I told you one on air, Wendy, where I bit my wife's arm. I was watching, and she goes, what were you watching? I go, nothing. She goes, you were watching something, and it was Walking Dead. Huh? So I think there was some kind of a carryover from watching Walking Dead to taking a bite out of my wife's arm. She's asked me, by the way, not to do that anymore. She's so calm about things. Could you just not do that anymore? All right.
Did she have a puncture wound?
You could see just not a wound. You could see there was an indentation.
A bite mark.
Yeah, I guess you could call it a bite mark.
Will you fix your Walgreens glasses? Kim, how do you look at it?
Are they crooked?
Oh my God.
I can't see them over here.
Where's the people in the downstairs?
You're too nice.
Hey, people downstairs, look. I'm out of my
mind. Maybe somebody will feel bad for you and buy you another pair.
Are they still watching on the big screen downstairs and seeing your glasses like that? That's worse than me not washing my hair.
I'm going to get a box from Bausch & Lomb. Hey, there's glasses in here. Thanks, guys. Here's one, Wendy, that I think applies to you more than any. Can I say this on the air?
Often?
You can have an orgasm while you're asleep. It says, yes, you read that correctly. You can actually have an orgasm in your sleep. I think everybody knew that, though, right? People know that.
What are you, Dr. Ruth?
I have to change my glasses a little more for that one. Hold on.
No, she's doing a commercial now, too. She did you see that? God, I can't remember
what it's for.
Oh, I can't remember what it's for.
I don't know if I can say this on the air either, if we should talk about it, but that happens to little boys.
Yes.
Like, you know, when they're becoming teenagers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a special kind of dream.
Yes.
Yep. Often, if you're
not
having...
Not just teenagers, Kim.
Well, more often teenagers, I guess.
Often, it says, if you're having a romantic or a sensual dream, your body will react the same way as if it was happening to you in real life. Because of this, it is possible to have a full-blown orgasm. Strange wording on that, by the way.
Yeah, don't say that.
While you're sleeping. It might even wake you up from a deep sleep. Wendy, you're late a lot for the show. I always wonder what the backstory is on that.
Dr. Ruth does a commercial for Sling TV. That's what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, she looks
good. I like Dr. Ruth.
She's been on the show with us a couple times.
She came on.
The best
picture?
She
scolded you for something. What did you say that made her upset?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
Do you remember that, though?
Yeah.
Like, before we went on air, you said something to her, and she was visibly shaken over something you said.
She wasn't that shaken, but she did reprimand me.
She did, right?
Yeah. And then the best picture in the world is a picture of Dr. Ruth and Steve Bertrand, because he is so tall, and she's tiny.
She's so little. I've seen her. She's so little.
Yeah, he's three Dr. Ruths.
Yeah, he is.
Isn't he?
I think four.
Maybe four, close to four. Kim, you mentioned this one already. This is such a common dream for people. It's the one where you feel like you're falling. And you catch yourself, you're in bed, and then your arms go out to protect yourself.
Yeah,
from
you like slam the bed.
Right.
But you never hit the bottom, do you? Because I never do.
No, you don't. Because
they say you die.
Right.
But I don't believe that.
That doesn't happen.
I don't believe that either.
Why would you die?
Wife's tale. Old wife's tale.
You're still in a safe bed with pillows and Brooklyn and sheets. That should be a selling point for Brooklyn, and is that if you're in a dream where you're falling, they will save your life. It says, have you ever started drifting off to sleep only to be awoken by a falling sensation? Now, it's never happened to me while I'm drifting off to sleep.
Oh,
I'm 100% asleep.
Do you ever have, like, you're leaning your head on your hand, and then, like, your hand kind of... like you jerk, and that's what wakes you up. Your head jerks because you're falling asleep.
I do that
sometimes during the
show.
Yeah.
It says it's actually really common to feel like you're falling when you're about to doze off, according to the National Sleep Foundation or the NSF. These involuntary muscle twitches in your arms and your legs and your entire body are called hypnic jerks.
I went to high school with a couple of those guys. And
Steve Cochran, I don't know where he is, but he's just quietly himself. Yeah. I was in a band called Wherever he is, he's saying that.
It's called falling asleep.
Falling asleep. That's why it's called that.
Did you ever, like, you're just on the cusp of falling asleep, and then, like, this happens sometimes when I take a nap, not for full-time bed sleep, but, and just as you're drifting to sleep, that's when you, you jolt because you feel like you're falling. Mm. You've never had that happen to you?
No, it always happens to me when I'm deeply asleep. It's never happened when I'm drifting off to sleep.
Well, maybe it's because usually when that happens to you, when you're laid out in a bed, but when you're not laid out in a bed and you're not in a comfortable sleeping position.
Yeah, like on the couch or a chair or something.
Or chair or something like that. That's because your head's not really supported.
Oh, that
so
could be.
Then you nod
maybe
off.
Maybe that's true. Good one.
Does
All right.
this make sense to either of you? I don't know if you ever fall asleep with it. Like when I lived at home when I was a kid, there was a TV in my room, and most nights I would fall asleep with the TV on. And whatever they were saying in the TV show became my dream.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hope you didn't watch Creature Features before you went to bed.
Sometimes I did.
Maybe that's why I look like Guy Fieri. I watched a lot of Triple D at night to fall asleep.
you just explained it. Also, while you're sleeping, your senses can turn off. It says many people think that if something went wrong with their house, like there was a fire or a gas leak or something similar, they would wake up because of the smell. Unfortunately, had a study done at Brown University, our sense of smell essentially turns off while we're sleeping. I've never really thought about that, but I guess that would, I don't know why it would, but I guess it does.
Because I bet you'd wake up for everything if someone at your house is having a late night snack. Although, I don't know, because how many times I've awakened to the smell of bacon.
Smoke, you know, if their house
or
is on fire.
Right. Coffee.
Yeah. That aroma.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I guess you're not doing, but that, I swear that wakes you up sometimes.
Yeah, it would.
And the fire, as Kim mentioned.
That would have to. You would think, but Brown University says otherwise. They says your sense of smell turns off. You can sleepwalk. I think most people knew that. Have you ever sleepwalked?
No. Jim has.
Has he? I have.
You have?
Yeah. But I set off an alarm when I was a kid. We had burglar alarms, and I went from my bedroom to the downstairs. I was trying to get out through the front door, and our burglar alarms went off. My parents called the police because they thought somebody was breaking in, not me breaking
out.
They
didn't realize you left?
Yeah.
Then they locked the door and left you out.
Yeah, they moved. It took me years to find them again. I'm trying to think of if I've ever sleepwalked as an adult. Is it sleepwalked?
Sleepwalked?
I don't think I have as an adult. I did a couple times as a kid, but I don't think as an adult I ever
have. And I know people that take Ambien have... That's one of the side effects.
Is sleepwalking?
People will go, well, they'll eat, not knowing they'll go and sleepwalk and go eat.
Now, that I've seen that on TV shows and movies, and I always say that's impossible.
I think it does
happen.
People
have done that?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Jim has not sleepwalked in a while, but he did it as a kid, his mom told me.
Yeah.
And he did it a couple of times, I think, when Michael was born. And Michael's 19, because he was... he was doing something in the tub.
You don't have to elaborate. We know.
But I was like, Jim, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm like, that's a tub.
I'm sleep bathing.
And then he's like, what? And then he was just really kind of confused.
Wow. What about the myth that you're not supposed to wake up a sleepwalker? That's wrong, right?
Why if they're walking into traffic or about ready to jump out, I mean, I think
you gotta wake them up.
Yeah.
You have to.
Just gently.
What,
you wake them up, you know, slowly.
Oh, so as not to startle them?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is one I have felt a little bit in my legs, but not normally. It says your legs might feel odd while you're asleep. I've had that with my fingers for some reason. I've woke up and my fingers are all tingly.
They fell asleep. That's because you're sleeping like a praying mantis, maybe, like I do. I do. I sleep like a praying mantis.
My chiropractor would tell you that you should not sleep that way then.
Like a praying mantis.
But yeah. Then your fingers, the blood supply is cut off. Are you talking about restless leg syndrome? Because I don't really know what that is, but I've heard people have it where they just can't.
But I don't think that's when you're sleeping. I think that's just during a normal day where your leg just starts... I can't stop my leg. It just starts dancing or something. It's crazy.
Who was the comic?
Robert Klein.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Klein did I Can't Stop My Leg. But somebody I know said they used to get it if they were sitting down at a computer terminal for too long, that one of their legs would just start to vibrate a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know if that usually takes place when sleeping or if it's just during a normal course of the day.
But this is tingly. This is like falling asleep.
It said it's less serious than some of the other issues on this list, but restless leg syndrome. Oh. Can be really uncomfortable and sometimes even painful. The National Institute for Neurological Disorders and Stroke explains restless leg syndrome causes unpleasant or uncomfortable sensations in the legs and an irresistible urge to move them. I must move them. So I think it could maybe then happen anytime, right? Would you have to be asleep for it?
No, it could happen anytime.
No one wants it. Kim, come to our telethon. Wendy and I are having a telethon for it. In April. It's restless leg month is April. All right, we'll take a break. Kim, thanks for hanging out.
Sure.
We'll close things off in just a little bit. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN. Wendy, can I quickly thank American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men, for providing some of the fine content that we just talked about.
I love that. Things that can happen to you during your sleep. And the weirdest one is sleep during your sleep.
Yeah, sometimes you will actually find yourself sleeping while you're sleeping. Yep, that's so true.
Are you sleeping while you're sleeping? Billy the toy. It's time to go.
That's hurtful.
No, it wasn't meant to hurt you.
You're besmirching the good name of one Frere Jacques. What a cool name.
This means, is it brother or father?
Brother. John. Right? Frere Jacques means Brother John.
Maybe Brother Jack?
Maybe. Yeah. Let's go with that. All right. That's today's history lesson, kids. Did you enjoy yourselves?
Thank God we're not teachers. Yeah, that's all I got to say.
For everybody. Another try tomorrow. It's Friday. Can't wait. Join us then. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.